We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head wrestling coach Steve Stout. And coach, this past weekend, your guys' team traveled to Fort Dodge to a very competitive tournament there at Fort Dodge. Talk about this one, coach.
Yeah, I went to the Don Miller Invite in Fort Dodge and a bunch of 3A schools there, and ended up being 13 or 14 teams there. Very tough tournament, and saw a lot of good wrestling, and we kind of struggled on the day. So ended up Kellen Moore once again on fire, and he won the tournament, beating Nelson Brown kid from Emmitsburg for the third weekend in a row. And each time the score gets a little bigger, or the gap gets bigger. So Kellen's figuring out how to turn it on and put more points on the board, and that's exactly what we need going into the break here. And other than Kellen, though, we kind of struggled as a team. We didn't wrestle well. It doesn't help when you have guys coming down to weight for the first time. You have the weather issues and no practice, so the boys did not respond well, and it was a long day for us. But once again, Kellen did well, and it was a learning day, obviously, and we found a lot more things we need to work on.
Coach, I don't think nice is the right word for me to use, but how was it for your team to go and wrestle against some guys that are maybe not just beat your guys, but those guys maybe expose some things that you guys need to work on for the future? So how nice is something like that?
And that was a good thing of the day. We did some talking with the boys about, just the level, the history of the tournament, and what kind of wrestlers were there or had been there. And I know there were a handful of current Iowa Hawkeye wrestlers at that tournament Saturday, and some guys that we wrestled against that are Division I caliber wrestlers. So in that aspect, it's nice that they can see what we're shooting for, and hopefully we can put some pieces in the puzzle together to get our guys closer to that, and hopefully it opens their eyes a little bit of seeing that, hey, it's attainable. I just need to do some work in order for me to get there.
Well, coach, and from there, weather kind of killed everything else for the week. But tell me a little bit about you guys will have a week off with the mandatory break. Then when you guys come back, what are you guys going to be doing over the holiday break, coach?
Yeah, we give the guys about a week off. We come back, I believe it's the 27th, and get right back to work. It's when wrestling is such so dependent on conditioning, time off is one of your biggest enemies, and maintaining weight over a holiday is a real struggle. And so we'll come back and get to work right away. And like I said, after last Saturday, we have plenty to work on. So we'll get right back to work on fine tuning things and getting kids into situations where we can coach them up and get them better to turn some matches around. So we're looking forward to just being able to focus on wrestling for a week and spend the time with the kids in the room and build the relationships and build them as wrestlers and hopefully take a big stride here coming out of the break.
Coach, take us through, take the listeners through what you guys work on. Take us through some practice and training sessions for your team. Some people don't realize that what goes on in a wrestling room between meets and tournaments, and just take us through it. What do you guys work on, coach?
Probably our basic model is coming in and getting a hard warm-up, really get the heart rate up, get them sweating, get them a little tired. Get stretched out, loosened up, and every day we do some technique. We got new situations or different moves we need to work on. It leads into some hard drilling where we try to get their heart rate up and not a live match situation, but just 8 to 10 minutes of probably 75% live and get them close to the point. And then we from there we go right into live wrestling where we try to simulate matches and push them to the brink where they think they can't go anymore. And then we make them go a little bit longer just to increase that threshold every time out. So, and usually end with a cool down and a team stretch. So, every day changes a little bit, and then we change the order of how we do things sometimes. And then, you'll hit a day where, you have a short practice. We may just go right into conditioning and live wrestling, and then there's some days where we pull back and we spend most of the day with just some technique and light drilling. So we try to go up and down as far as what we throw at them so their bodies don't get accustomed to one thing, and we can keep things interesting and kind of push their limits without pushing them too far.
I'll let you touch on this a little bit more, Coach, but from my opinion, you're kind of spoiled as a head coach. You got some pretty darn good assistant coaches with you, some guys that have been in some big matches in their lives, some really good wrestlers in their past lives. How nice is it for you to have such a great core assistant coaching group?
It's great because no matter who we have in the room or how good they are, I have three assistant coaches that can push those kids, not just when they're tired, but when they're fresh out of the gate. I've gotten to the point where I have to hold back until the kids are tired before I jump in. But having those guys and be able to talk to the kids about the experience and how to handle a big match, how to react to a loss in a big-time environment, and how to bounce back, those are things that a lot of kids don't get to learn about until they've gone through it, and then they're stuck behind the eight ball. So I have, in my mind, one of the best coaching staffs around, and it's great to be able to lean on those guys and let them kind of lead by example and then also share their experiences with the kids to get them ahead of others.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for talking with us here on Christmas Eve. We really appreciate it. I hope you and your family have a great rest of your great Christmas. Happy holidays, and we'll talk to you after the break.
All right, happy holidays to you and your family, Z. Thank you much.
That's Forest City head wrestling coach Steve Stout.